إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the series of critical changes required, and that has to do with one simple word, which is persistence. Persistence and perseverance. As they say, it's not always the fastest person who wins the race, it's the one who stayed in the race till the end. And this especially applies to marathons, not so much to sprints. And life is a marathon, life is not a sprint. Life is not easy. Life is not supposed to be easy. Life is supposed to be satisfactory. Life is supposed to be inspiring. It's not supposed to be easy. So therefore, people who are looking for ease in life are bound to be disappointed. Life means that we work very hard, because the victory that comes at the end of a hard struggle is the sweetest victory. Climbing Mount Everest is about walking 8 kilometers on the ground. The mountain is earth, so if somebody walks, say, 10 kilometers on a flat surface and says, "I have done more than an Everest climber," you know he's talking nonsense, because the thrill of satisfaction of climbing Mount Everest is not that you have traversed 8 kilometers of the earth, but the angle at which that 8 kilometers was, and that's what makes it the greatest of all climbs, because of the angle, because of the difficulty of the climb. It's not the distance traversed, but the difficulty with which that distance had to be traversed. This is the rule of life. Easy victories are things which are sawdust in the mouth. It's difficult victories. When we talk about inspirational stories, when we talk about great inspirational biographies of people who did fantastic things, we're always, always, always talking about people who started with very little and were able to achieve a great deal. People who lived lives who were born poor, people who didn't have resources, people who didn't have, in many cases, even an education and so on, but who managed to do great things using what they had. So life is not about wishing for more and more. Life is about making the best with what is left. Make the best with what is left. I mean, that is the secret of life, and this is something that I want to remind myself and share with you, and that is persistence. Consistency and persistence, these are the two critical requirements of success in every single field of endeavor, whatever it is you are doing. Whether it is studying, if you are in school and college, whether if you are studying, whether you are working in a job, whether you are irrespective, in marriages, in the upbringing of children, whatnot, it is consistency and persistence. These are the two things, consistently working to bring about and create great results, and persistence, not giving up. As they say, if you fall down 7 times, get up 8 times. So it's like that. It's a very, very important thing, which we really seriously need to think about and do. I am going to share with you, with this Fajr Minder, two wonderful videos which some friend of mine sent me. I encourage you to watch both of them. They talk about the same thing. These are basic principles of life. They apply to anyone across cultures, across religions, across nationalities, across races, across genders, all kinds of boundaries. If you want to succeed in life, you have to be consistently good, deliver consistent quality, and to do that persistently without giving up, no matter what comes at the end of it. Now, one of the secrets of that is not to look for results outside. So you do good because of who you are, not because of what you get. You do the right thing not because of the applause that you look for, but because that is the right thing to do. Applause may come, may not come, it is irrespective, it is immaterial. People's approval means nothing. What really means is to do that which is correct and that which is right. I am in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, in my dear friend Shazli's place. May Allah bless him and his family. It's like being home. And I had the opportunity to meet some other lovely old friends from here yesterday. So it's a malicious, and Kuala Lumpur is feels almost like coming home. Two places in the world which are like coming home, or three places. One is Kuwait, one is South Africa, and the other one is Malaysia. I'm a more people person. It's not the, I don't go to a place for the things, for the buildings and so on and so forth. I go for the people, and therefore I have all these wonderful friends in these places which make these places for me homes away from home. May Allah bless all of them and give them the best. So as I was saying, it is the issue of persistence. Now in the context of changes that we talked about, to start wrapping up, we need to be willing to look at ourselves. We need to be willing to accept that we need change. We then need to bring about the change by investing our time and money and resources and energy and emotion in it to the extent that is required. Not just investment, but enough investment, the making the critical mass to the extent that is required, and then stick in there long enough, which is the meaning of consistency. Stick in there, and consistency and persistence, and perseverance. Stick in there long enough. Stay in there long enough. How long is long enough? Long enough is as long as it takes. Read history. That's why I keep saying read history. Read history and see how long it took for Mao Zedong to change China from what it was and put it on the path to make it what it has become today. Just read that. Chairman Mao's struggle to change his land. How long did it take? Read the struggle of Genghis Khan, who took his people. Remember, when I'm saying all of these things, I'm not necessarily endorsing or approving the methods they used. I'm only talking about their willingness to get over difficulty. I'm talking about their persistence and perseverance and simply refusing to give up in the face of the most difficult situations, in the most catastrophic circumstances. I'm not talking about the methods they used. In some cases, the methods are definitely to be avoided, but it still gives you an idea of the importance of persistence and perseverance. And finally, and most importantly, the one who's before that, we could take the freedom struggle of South Africa, for example. You know, 50 years of struggle against some of the most horrendous odds. And if you look at the people who were Walter Sisulu and Oliver Tambo and Nelson Mandela and others who were Ahmed Kathrada, who were involved in that struggle. I mean, what did they go through? What happened to them? And the result is there for the world to see. These are things that we really need to think about. Take the Vietnam struggle in Vietnam, for example. The Vietnamese people fought for 75 years, first with the French, then with the Americans, and beat the you-know-what out of both of these greatest of world powers. Unsung, unwritten, unknown people, but they fought. And if you go to, that's one of the things that I recommend, that you go to Ho Chi Minh City and go to the Cu Chi tunnels and go inside one of those tunnels and crawl on your belly out to the other end. I did that. When I came out of the other end, my shirt was completely soaked in sweat, as if I had stood under a shower. And I had to remind myself that I had gone through the tourist tunnel, as they call it, which is meant to give people a little bit of an experience of what the actual freedom fighters of Vietnam fought when they were fighting the French and the American colonials, who were bombing them and throwing the worst that they could throw at them. And they took that and they beat them at their own game. All are examples of persistence, of courage, of the willingness to stand for their own freedom and for their own rights, and refusing to give up and refusing to kowtow and bow to the force that comes at them. Sadly, in India, we do not have that culture or that history. We have a history of bowing to force. We have a history of serving the British for 200 years when they colonized us and they raped our country and they completely destroyed the economy with the collusion and collaboration of our own leadership. May Allah protect us from our leaders. And really, really, really and seriously, we need to ask ourselves and say that if we want freedom in any form, whether it's freedom as nations, whether it's freedom as human beings, we have to be able to stand up for that which is right, and to stand up for it irrespective of the kind of force that comes. And people will try to put you down, people will try to intimidate you, people will try to malign you, people will try to do many things, but stick with it, and stick with it with faith. And that faith comes with the realization that at the end of the day, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will decide what is success and what is failure. And it's to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is the only condition that is necessary. If you are able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rest of them and the rest of it doesn't matter. And if you are unable to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the rest of it and the rest of them still doesn't matter. And therefore, it's the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, 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 which is of consequence. And that is what brings us to the best of the examples in the world, which is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best example in the world is the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only from a perspective of faith, but from a perspective of reality, from what he had, or rather what he didn't have, yet he created a change that completely transformed his world, and which continues to transform the world across centuries, long after he passed away. So therefore, it's very, very important for us to ask ourselves in terms of our consistency and in terms of our persistence, and to ensure that we are consistent and persistent, and that we are following the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah. As I mentioned before, it is possible to be consistent and persistent even in things which are not necessarily Islamically correct, but that does not lead to success. That may lead to some temporary success in this life, but definitely in the long term that leads to failure. We don't want that. We want real success, and real success is when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, if He is pleased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you, and to enable you to bring about these changes which we are talking about in a way that we are able to see them. And final point on this is that consistency and persistence also means that we need to stick in there even if we do not see the change ourselves. Think about Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. He did not see any victory, but he stuck with his work, and that is thanks to people like him, the Awwaloon of the Sahaba, min al Muhajirin wal Ansar, that Islam gained victory because they were able to give up everything they had, invest everything they had, in order that the mission might succeed. And that is what we need to do. Not just look for success, not even persistence and consistency by itself, but to continue that even when you do not see success, because you have this faith that success eventually will come, because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.